I come from Sichuan province, which is southwest of China. It's on the border with Tibet and the southern part of the country. One of the most iconic and recognizable ingredients in the cooking is Sichuan peppercorn, which is called prickly ash. It's a very interesting berry that's been dried and particularly growing in that area where it's quite more humid in summer and moisture in winter because of the geographic style around the growing area. So it is a very popular used ingredients that we put into oil to infuse the oil, and it gives you the sensation of numbness, and it adds the flora aroma to any dish you put in. So like when I was a kid in the street playing with other kids, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, the street is pretty simple and quite busy at times, especially when people finish work, and then there's quite a lot of little street snack that have been sold by the street vendors. But particularly with this little wooden cart that makes the squeaky sound that comes in will draw quite a lot of kids going there, because that's the little vendor. They sell the most popular and our favorite dish, which is called Shiyangjuan. It's a flat bread pastry roll filled up with all the Asian herbs and fresh cut veggies. And also the tofu as well. So the memory of having this dish is mostly the excitement of getting to the little cart and then getting the vendor to make that one on order. I would have all the ingredients in the roll and then have that hand over to me, and I would just eat straight away with my dirty hands. And I remember it was quite a lot of the salad dressing that came out from the thin pastry that would go into my sleeves. Even in winter, it will get into my knitted sleeves. But it was so exciting, and mostly we were so hungry that I would just finish it, the whole roll, on the spot with my dirty hands. The salad has about 10 different things in the ingredients: radish, tofu, coriander, spring onion, bamboo shoot, fish mint, carrots, and cabbage are the main ingredients in the salad. My grandmother would make a sauce that's soy sauce based with garlic and ginger infused in the sauce, and she would put sesame paste, sesame oil, sugar, and a couple of other Chinese spice like Sichuan peppercorn and dried chili flakes. It's more or less the same as the street vendors, but she would put less chili in it, thinking I'm little kids, but I, growing up, always remember I always wanted more chili in it. I think this recipe not only reminds me of the street where I grew up, but mostly reminds me of my grandmother who was the first chef teacher of mine. That it reminds me of how important that is to give people you love what you do the best. It could be music, could be everything, but you know, she taught me to give food. So that's a love of cooking started very early in my memory.